Now we're starting the fourth perek, Me'ila Daf Tevav. We're going to start with the Mishnah about, we're going to talk today about things, different items joining together for a shiur, to create a shiur, an amount that you need to make something asur. Okay? In order for things to be forbidden, we know there's a shiur when it comes to Me'ila. It's a shavet pruta, right? Because Me'ila, we learned, is a din of gzela, of stealing. And therefore, it's a shavapruta. When it comes to pigol notar and tame, right, eating meat that was became pigol notar or tame, or impure, or right, it was left over, or it had the incorrect thought from the beginning, then you're chayv karet only if you eat a kezayit. So now we're going to see: can we have a half a zayit of this, a half a zayit of that? Do those things join? So kodshim is bach mitzdarfim zeim zelemiila. So if you have animals, they can join together for mi'ila. So both for the purposes of mi'ila, you can have two animals that you, let's say you were used a half of a shavapruta of one and a half a shavapruta of another, that can join together to make mi'ila forbidden. When it comes to pigol notar and tame, also they can join together the meat of them to have a, right, a chatzizai of this animal, chatzizai of that animal. They were both notar, You ate one kezayit altogether. They're mitztaref. Kodshe bedekabayit. So first we talk about kodshe mizbeach, right, which is kadosh kedushat haguf, right? It in itself is sanctified. Now we have kodshe bedekabayit, where the value of something is kadosh to the bein mikdash. So mitztarfim zeim zeh. Here there would be no issue of pigol notar and tameh because it's not a sacrifice. It would just be for me'ila, for misuse of consecrated property. Echad kodshe mizbeach ve'echad kodshe bedekabayit mitztarfim zeim zeh le'me'ila. If you have kodshe mizbeach and you have kodshe bedekabayit, those two can join together for me'ila purposes. They obviously can't join together for pigol, notar, and tameh because there isn't such a thing. But theoretically, you could have an animal and you ate a chatzizayit of that, and you have something that was designated for, or even if you didn't eat, you used a chatzizayit of an animal. Now, let's say you used even a bone of the animal, I don't know, something, and you use the chatzi zayit of something else that was sanctified for bedekabayit. It's not zayit, it's chatzi pruta, right? A chatzi pruta and a chatzi pruta, okay? You use a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Those two can be mitzarif together. So the Gemara now has a structural problem with the Mishnah. Hashi yeshlomer dekatane, achad kodshe mizbeach ve'achad kodshe bedekabayit. Dehaik dushat aguf, bahaik dushat amim, afilu hachi katani mitzarfim zeim zeh. Since the Mishnah at the last part says kodshe mizbeach can go together with kodshe bedekabayit, so kodshe mizbeach and kodshe mizbeach mebaya, why would you need to then say that two different animals can join together if two different, an animal and an inanimate object that was sanctified its value to the Beit HaMikdash, and it's something that's going on the mizbeach, even forget animate, inanimate, it doesn't make a difference, but two things, one is inherent kedusha and one is value, it's kadosh, and those two can be mitzarif. Of course, you could take two different animals and combine them. Why would you even need to say that? So they said, the reason why they separated kodshe mizbeach in the beginning and talked about them was mishum dekatane ala, l'chayev alehem mishum pigo no tarvitame. Kodshe bedekabayit lo ika hachi, loika hachi, that's kodshe bedekabayit don't have pigol notar and tameh, and because they wanted to tell you that kodshe mizbeach joined together for pigol notar and tameh, that's why they mentioned mishum hachi kapaligle. That's why it separated it out. In other words, it would be obvious the din of me'ila, but you wouldn't know that they were mitzdare for pigol notar and tameh to get karet if you ate them, right, joining them together, if you only had the end of the Mishnah, which talked about that kodshe mizbeach and kodshe bedekabayit can join for me'ila, because the topic then was only me'ila. So they wanted to add the additional thing that also for notar, pigol, and tameh, they can join together, and that's why they separated it out. Okay, now we're going to have a very strange line of Rabbi Yannai, okay? Very strange, I say, because we're now in Daf Tevav of me'ila. We're on the 15th page, and all of a sudden we're going to say something that shakes up everything we've learned until now. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yannai. Machuvarta, it's very clear to me, ein chayavim mishum me'ila ela al kodshe bedekabayit ve'ola bilvad. The only time you're chayav me'ila is kodshe bedekabayit. Why kodshe bedekabayit? Because I say this board, this whiteboard is sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash. It's fully sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash, right? There's me'ila. If somebody uses it now for taking notes or something, they're chayav because it's me'ila. Fine, that's obvious. But only on that and an ola. There's actually a debate about whether ola even is supposed to appear here or not. Some people don't even have the word ola in their version. Shita Mekubetzet said it's mentioned in Tosfot, but also without the word ola. But possibly ola also. Now, why ola? Because ola goes entirely on the mizbeach. These are items that are entirely sanctified to God. Other than, right, what's different? Well, there's kachay kachim that we said. When do they have me'ilah? Until you sprinkle the blood, right? And then even after you sprinkle the blood, the imurim, the parts you burn on the mizbeach. Kachim kalim, the imurim have after you sprinkle the blood. Comes Rabbi Yana, he says, that's not true. They don't have me'ilah at all. Okay? Why? My taima. Damar ka, because the pasuk says, nefesh kitim omal mi kachay Hashem. Remember we said in the beginning, we darshan this kachay Hashem. Kodesh Hashem are things that belong to God. Well, what does he say? Kodeshim ha-miyuchadim la-Hashem, exactly as we said. Only things that are miyuchadim. But, yesh bei mila. Aval kodesh mizbeach. Ibu l'kohanim v'ibu l'ba'alim. And he says, kodeshe kodeshim like a chatad and an asham. Even before the blood is sprinkled, there's no din of me'ilah because eventually they're going to belong to man. Right, the Baalim get either Kohanim get to eat them, or in the Shlamim, the Baalim get to eat them, and therefore, since they're not entirely Kodshei Hashem, there's no din of Me'ilah by them. Okay, so everything we learned until now, according to him, seems to be not the case. Okay, well, obviously, we're going to throw a whole bunch of questions at him now of sources that seem to contradict what he says. Tanan, Kodshei Mizbeach Mitzdarfim Zeim Zeh LeMe'ilah. What did we just say in our Mishnah? Items that go on the Mizbeach joined together for a shear of me'ilah. Well, that seems to indicate that animals that are going on the mizbeach, like for a chatad or an asham, right, could theoretically have a din of me'ilah. So what does he say? Midrabanan. Okay, that's going to be his basic answer. Every time we're going to say, this Mishnah says that there's din of me'ilah, oh, that's only me'ilah drabanan, but really midoraita, it's not kodshei Hashem. Kodshei Hashem are things that belong entirely to God. Kodshei kodashim. Okay, let's go to our first Mishnah. Kodshei kodashim sheshechatam b'daron mo'alim b'hem. Remember, the kodshei kodashim that you slaughter in the north, in the south part, right, which is the wrong part, there's still a din of me'ilah. Well, if there's still a din of me'ilah, that shows kodshei kodashim have a din of me'ilah. And it doesn't say only ola. So, midarabanan, if you remember, we had a question on the Mishnah, a different question in the beginning of the Masechet, and also according to Rava, we said it had to be me'ilah darabanan. We had another for a different reason, though. Okay, Tznan, another source we saw before. Hanehene min achatat kashi chaya. This is this very complicated source. If you benefit from a chatat when the animal is still alive, lo ma'al ad shif gom. You're only chayav in me'ila if you actually damage the animal. And the way some people explained it was that we're talking about a baal mum. And a baal mum gets redeemed for its value. So therefore, unless you decrease its value, take off the wool or do something that's going to make it worth less, there's no din of me'ilah. But kashi meta, but if she was a beima tmima, a perfect animal, and then just died, kevan shene'ene kol shehu ma'al. If you get any sort of benefit from it, you're mo'el, because when it comes to a korban, it didn't make a difference whether you sheared it or didn't shear it. It was worth the same amount. You were just going to sacrifice it. So therefore, it doesn't matter. And any kind of benefit, now any benefit meaning, even it has to be at least a shepherd pruta, but any benefit without necessarily decreasing the value, you're going to be chayav in me'ilah. So again, what do we say? Midrabanan. Okay, so right, because there again, what do you see? It's a chatat, and yet there's a din of me'ilah. And Rabbi Yana said there's no me'ilah for a chatat because it belongs, eventually the meat will belong to the kohen. Midrabanan. So now we say, midoraita lo, really midoraita, there's no din of me'ilah. This sounds a little fishy, okay? Why? V'hatanya, doesn't it say in a braita? Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, kol chelev la'Hashem, if you remember, all the chelev goes to Hashem. What is the kol coming l'rabot? L'rabot imurei kodshim kalim l'me'ilah, to teach that imurei kodshim kalim also have a din of me'ilah. That's why it says, right, all the chelev that gets burned, even the kodshim kalim, is going to have me'ilah. So again, what do you answer? Again, that's only midrabanan. But they say, you can't say that's drabanan. V'hakra kanasivla. But didn't you just use a pasuk to prove it? If you used a pasuk to prove it, that would seem to say it's d'oraita. No, not necessarily. Asmachta ba'alma, right? Many times we connect a pasuk to, right, we connect it to teach a halacha midrabanan. So now they say, wait, but now we're going to have another question. V'ha amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting. They brought all these Tana'idic sources. They said, fine, all the Tana'idic sources we can just explain are midrabanan. But now they're going to have a problem. Ula says the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which we also already learned. Kodeshim shemetu yatzu midei mi'ilah dvar Torah. When the animal that was sanctified for a korban dies instead of being slaughtered, what happens? What does it say? Look carefully. Yatzu midei mi'ilah dvar Torah. It leaves mi'ilah mide'oraita. Well, if it leaves me'ila midoraita, what does that mean? It had me'ila midoraita before it died. Follow? So that you can't really explain and say there wasn't me'ila midoraita. So now they're going to say, well, let's just see what we're talking about. What kind of kodashim shemeitu? You could say maybe it's talking about Berek HaBayit. And then, okay, so you have an animal that you designated Kedushat Damim, it's value. Then it's going to have Me'ila, okay, and then if it dies, fine, it leaves Me'ila. But that doesn't make any sense. Ki Meitu Nami Lo Yehei, Ela Dega Akdish Ashpa the Berek HaBayit, Lav Eat Be Me'ila. If I say the value of this animal is sanctified, and then the animal dies, it still has sanctity, that doesn't leave, the sanctity doesn't leave the animal because it died. Only when it's supposed to be a korban and then it dies, does something change because I can no longer sacrifice it. But if I designated the animal and its value, well, the animal still has value when it dies. It's a, the Gemara, they use an interesting comparison. So isn't it just like if I was makdish and ashpa, if I took a garbage dump and I said I'm makdish this garbage dump to the Beit HaMikdash, which is they're equating it with like a dead animal, right? So they're saying, if I did that, what, wouldn't it still have me'ila? So likewise, the dead animal would still have me'ila. So you can't say that kodashim shemetu leave me'ila midoraita. It's talking about Berek HaBayit, which would have resolved our issue with Rabbi Yanai. No, it's not possible. It doesn't make any sense that it would leave the din of me'ila. And therefore, the me'ila would leave it. Ela kodashim mizbeach, doraita mi'ipu me'ila. In other words, then what do you see? If it's kodashim mizbeach, then what do you see here? It must be that they had me'ila, which means that Rabbi Yanai, you can't be right. Now, it's interesting. Theoretically, they could have answered that Ula said the statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yanai just didn't agree with it. You could theoretically say that, but they don't say that. They said, we must have, which makes sense. They must have, we must have misunderstood Rabbi Yanai because it's not possible, okay, which makes us feel a little better, like everything we learned until now, what, it wasn't really the case, like the me'ila we were talking about was only Durabana. So anyway, they say Ela Hachi Ka Amrei De Bei Rabbi Yanai, My Hai Kra Kodesh Berek HaBayit Shamina Mina Kodesh Mizbeach Lo Shamina Mina. He says from the pasuk Nefesh Kitim Omal Mikodesh Hashem is only Kodeshim Amiyuchadim LaHashem, which is Berek HaBayit and maybe Ola, depending on your version. But you have to learn out Me'ila Doraita on Kodesh Mizbeach from somewhere else. In other words, he's not saying there isn't me'ila doraita. He's just saying you can't learn it out from that pasuk, and that's how you have to understand it. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we're going to get into din. Okay, we started with dinim of tseruf. We talked about kodesh mizbeach mitzarfim zemzem le'me'ila, kodesh berek habayit mitzarfim zemzem le'me'ila, and also for pigul notar and tamim when it came to the kodesh mizbeach, and even kodesh mizbeach and kodesh berek habayit can be mitzarfim for me'ila. Now we're going to talk about items in different parts of the korban of one animal. Chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzarfim zeim ze. Five different parts of the ola can also be mitzarfim for me'ila, or even for pigol no tartare. Habasar v'hachelev v'hasolet v'hayayim v'hashemen. Okay, there's the meat. Okay, these are all different parts of the ola that are supposed to get burnt. The meat, the forbidden fats, the solet, that's the fine flour that's mixed up with the shemen, so the solet and the shemen go together. Those are for the mincha offering that goes alongside, if you remember, there's a mincha offering that goes with the korban. And the wine, okay? The wine also, the wine libations that got poured on the mizbeach. Vishisha betoda. So that's in the ola, and then there's six for a korban toda, because there's an additional thing in the korban toda that could also be mitzarif. Okay, that means if you have a little bit of meat and a little bit of wine, and they join up to a kazayin, and the korban was pigul, you'll be chayav in pigul, for example. Okay? And in toda, there's a sixth. Habasar, v'achele, v'asole, v'ayayim, v'ashemen, v'halechem. If you remember, the korban toda came with these 40 loaves of bread. The bread could also be mitzarif with the other ones for a shear of either me'ila or no tartame and pigul. Mane la rapuna la rava. Okay, now we're just going to deal with a certain girsa issue. He taught the Mishnah to Rava like this. Chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzdarfim zeim zeh. Not ba'ola, but ba'olam. Meaning? Ba'olam meaning all korbanot. Okay, in all korbanot you have the following five things that can join together. So he says, Amarle, ba'olam kamarta. How can you say all the korbanot? Ba'akitani, doesn't it say later in the Mishnah, bitoda, chamisha dvarim shebitodah, basar v'chele v'asodah v'ayayim v'ashem v'lachmei todah, which means you can't say all the korbanot and then say, oh, but there's this one. So it must be. So what does he answer him? Amalei tnei ba'olai. He says, yeah, fix the girsa. It must be not ba'olam. It must be ba'olah. Right? You can see the difference between ola and olam is not a big difference. One little letter, why they might have gotten confused. Okay, now they're going to say that the Mishnah, the halacha in our Mishnah, is also found in the following braita. Tanina lahad etanu rabanan. Olot v'imurim mitzrafim l'kezayit l'halotam b'chutz u'l'chayev alehem mishum pigo v'notar v'tameh. So this braita says, a korban ola, the meat of the ola, and the parts, the forbidden fats and all that that you burn on the mizbeach also, can be mitzare for kezayit. Now here we're going to add a new thing, not just for pigol notar and tameh, but also if I offer a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, I'm only chayav if I burnt something that was supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So when it comes to an ola, what's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach? Everything, the meat and the imurim. And therefore, if I burn the meat and the imulim outside the on an altar outside the mizbeach on outside the Beit HaMikdash, I'm going to be chayav karet for shkutei chutz. Okay, so if I offer up the olot and the imulim, and I offer up just a little piece of a kezayit, like a half a zayit of each, I'll be chayav on shkutei chutz. Whereas if I took it for a machatat and I offered up the meat and the imulim, I wouldn't be chayav if I only had a kezayit together of the two, because the meat of the chatat is not supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. It goes to the kohanim to eat. So that's not shkutei chutz, because I didn't offer a kezayit of something that was supposed to be offered inside, outside. Okay, I offered up less, because I only offered, let's say, half a zayit of the imurim. Okay, so that's kind of the same thing as in our Mishnah, because it said, right, that these things can join together in the ola. So now they say, katane ba'ola in bishlamim lo. So notice it says only in the ola, not the shlamim, for example. So they say, bishlama lalotam b'chutz. Ola dekaliel hu mitzterfin, shlamim lo mitzterfin. I understand why it says specifically when it comes to halat chutz, just a korban ola. Because when it comes to a korban ola, right, then I'm going to be chayav if I offer those up b'chutz together. But in a shlamim, they're not going to join together the meat and the imurim, because only the imurim are supposed to be burned. But when it comes to pigol notar and tameh, it shouldn't just be the ola and the imurim, right? The bright had two alachot. It said the ola and the imurim, which sounded like just the basar of the ola and the imurim, joined together for, number one, shkutei chutz, and number two, for pigol notar and tameh. So the first one makes sense that it's just the ola, but the second one should be also true for a shlamim. Amaylo machayev v'hatznan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, which we're going to see later today, kol ha-pigulim mitzrafim zeim zeh v'chol ha-notarot mitzrafot zoim zo, that all pigul joins together and all notar joins together. So what do they say? Ela ema, this is the way it should read. Ola v'imurea mitzrafim zeim zeh l'kezayit lizarek alehen et hadam. Actually, not for these halachot. What does it mean? If you, we learned this halacha a long time ago, if you go in Zvachim, when you go to sprinkle the blood of a korban, let's say you lost all the meat before you sprinkle the blood of the korban. You can't sprinkle the blood anymore. You have to have at least a kezayit of the meat. But what he's saying is you don't necessarily need a kezayit of the meat. In an ola, you can have a kezayit of whatever still needs to be burned. Could be kezayit, half a kezayit of meat and half a kezayit of the chelef, okay, the imurim. So that's what it's saying. It's saying olavi imurim mitzrafim zeim zeh l'kezayit lizarek alehen et hadan. Hadam, v'kevan demitzrafim lizrok et hadam chayav. Since they join together for zrik hadam to allow you to sprinkle the blood, therefore also you'll be chayav shkutei chutz together, and they'll be mitzrayim for pigul. But then it's not that the subject is pigul. The subject is lizrok et hadam. Whereas when it comes to a shlamim, since the only part you burn on the mizbeach is the imurim, you would need to have a kezayit of the imurim in order to allow the korban. You couldn't, or a kezayit of the meat. You could have, you can't join together meat and imurim. If you have either a kezayit of the meat left or a kezayit of the chelet or the imurim, then it's okay. But if you have two separate ones, it doesn't work. Uman katan elan, who does this source go like? Rabbi Yoshua, he detanya Rabbi Yoshua omer, kol hazvachim shebatorah shenishtayer mehen kezayit basar u kezayit chelet, so reket adam, you need either kezayit basar or kezayit chelet. And a regular korban. Uba ola, but only in a korban ola, filu chatzizai basar, chatzizai chelet, zorek et adam, mipnei shekula kalil. Okay? Those were allowed to do it, right? Only in an ola, because everything gets burned. Uvimincha afilu kula kayemet lo yizrok. But when it comes to a mincha, even if the entire mincha is there, you still can't be zorek the dam. Gemara asks, mincha mayavidate, what are you talking about? Mincha is sprinkling blood. There's no blood sprinkled in a mincha offering. Amar papa mincha nesachim. What they mean is, if you went to sacrifice your korban and you want to sprinkle the blood and you have no meat left and no imurim left, and the only thing left is the mincha that goes alongside it, that doesn't allow you to do the blood. You can't do the blood if you have the mincha left. That doesn't help you. Okay, Mishnah. Hatruma, utruma maser, utruma maser shel demai, v'chalava, bikurim, mitzdarfim, zeim zeh, le'esor, l'chayev, alehem, et ha'chomesh. Okay, this, now we're moving on to other things that are mitzdarif. If you remember, 1 in 100, right, if you have one piece of truma that falls into 100 of chulin, then it's canceled out, but any, if you have 2 in 100, or 1 in a bit in 100, it's not canceled out. So now they're going to say that you can join all these things together to, if you have, let's say, one Se'ah of Truma, and one of Truma Maaser, and one of Truma Maaser of Demai, that means Sefek, whether Truma was taken or not, Achala, Bikurin, and you have them all, let's say, in 100 of something else, you can't say, oh, I have one Truma to 100, I have one Truma Maaser to 100, no, they're all Mitzdareif, and now you have 5, or however many, to 100, and it's not canceled out, and your whole thing is messed up. And to be Mechayev Chomesh, if you ate Truma, and you're not supposed to eat Truma because you're not a Kohen, you have to return to the Kohen the value of it and a Chomesh, and it's only if you ate a Kazayit. Well, if you ate a Kazayit of a combination of these things that all belong to the Kohen, you're going to be Chayav. Kol ha-pigulim mitzrafim zeim zeh, v'chol ha-notarim mitzrafim zeim zeh. That's what we saw before, right? If you have pigul meat of different animals and notar meat, that can all add up to your Kazayit. So now the Gemara says, my time. Why do we call all these things truma, truma maser, truma maser, demai, chala, bikurim? Why are they all mitzdarei for a shir? Ah, because kulu ikre truma. They're all called truma. Now, they don't bother telling you about truma, truma maser. And, right, what's truma maser? That's the truma that the Levi, after he gets his maser, he needs to give truma to the Kohen. Okay? And truma maser shel demai is when the Levi, right, he's not sure whether truma was taken or not, so he would have to also give truma. So now they say, my time, because kulu ikre truma, where do we see this? Gabe chalaktiv, reshit arisotechem chalatarim utruma. Okay, from the first of your, bring a truma, that's the first of your dough, that's the chala. Gabe bikurim nami ikre truma detanya utrumat yadecha. There's a pasuk where it says, lo tuchal lechob sharecha maser derancha v'tiroshcha, etc. And then it says at the end, utrumat yadecha. They say, what's trumat yadecha? The Braita says, elu bikurim. So you see the bikurim are called truma, and chala is called truma. Aval inach lo tzricha. The rest, they didn't need to bother telling you because it was obvious that they're called truma. But even these are called truma, and therefore they can be mitzdarif for a shear of truma to be oser, a whole batch of hulin that some truma falls into.